Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 18 November. Top stories for today. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak asked a US court on Tuesday for permission to seek documents and testimony for investment bank Goldman Sachs to help in his defence against criminal charges in Malaysia over the 1MDB financial scandal. Najib, who is on bail after being sentenced to 12 years in jail in July on charges of corruption and money laundering, is expected to appeal the conviction in February and faces 4 more trials related to the scandal. The approval of Budget 2021 by the Dewan Rakyat is crucial not only to ensure the civil servants get their salaries but also for the smooth delivery of public service. Congress of Unions of Employees in the Public and Civil Services, QPEC's President Adnan Mat said, civil servants now have two essential tasks, namely to ensure efforts to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are successfully implemented and that the country's economic recovery is carried out according to plan. The construction of the East Coast Rail Link ECRL project is progressing well ahead of its original schedule, the Dewan Rakyat was told today. Deputy Transport Minister Hasbi Habibullah said as of October 31st, the construction had progressed to 19.09% compared to 18.3% under the schedule. From tomorrow, ministers will again give oral answers but without taking supplementary questions during the Minister's Question Time MQT session every Tuesday and Thursday in the Dewan Rakyat. A motion on this was tabled by Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Parliament and Law, Datuk Taqiyuddin Hassan, after the question and answer session in the Dewan Rakyat here today. The motion was passed. At least 55 people were hurt, some with gunshot wounds, when demonstrators marching on the Thai Parliament clashed with police and royalist counter-protesters in the worst violence since a new youth-led protest movement emerged in July. Police fired water cannon and tear gas at protesters who cut through razor wire barricades and removed concrete barriers outside Parliament. The protest movement, which has called for deep constitutional reform to a system demonstrators say has entrenched the power of the military, has emerged as the biggest challenge to Thailand's establishment in years. Twitter said on Tuesday it was globally launching tweets that disappear after 24 hours, similar to the stories feature that is popular on Snapchat and Facebook's photo sharing app Instagram. Twitter has previously announced its plan for these ephemeral tweets, dubbed fleets, and tested the feature in Brazil, Italy, India, and South Korea.